Chris is late, so we're gonna go see what's up. Let's go.
Chris is being so fucking annoying right now.
Wow, knocked immediately. Hey, dude. I just put on my underwear that time. Damn. Dude,
you thought it was Mako for sure, huh?
Yeah, because of how he fucking, he's a fucking dumb, because he fucking closed the door. He goes, go. Like, you fucking left something, dude.
David, what's going on, man? What?
Dude, I mean, I've been here waiting. The bus supposed to pick us up 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
I come in here. He's still asleep.
Oh, I have my alarm.
No, dude. That's not what I said. I said you were still asleep. And you were.
Well,
we're already half hour late.
It's gonna be five.
One time we were in San Diego and we had to leave. Not only did we have to leave, but it was past checkout point and the people were knocking on the door and Chris, I was like, with Chris, he's still laying in his bed and he kept saying, I will not acquiesce to the to the staff of the whatever the name of the hospital. And he kept saying acquiesce, dude. It's like
I'm memorable, man. That's what I say when I say be more memorable, dude.
That's not what Mako said.
I'm saying I'm memorable, dude. And when people are saying shit.
Yeah.
About me, I'm like, I'm no shit. Of course you remember it, because I'm memorable, man. I don't acquiesce to the fucking
everything I said I do, head down and up my leverage. Learn my lesson, tighter circles, cleaned up who I mess with. One day at a time, taking this shit, one day at a time. You out of your mind, thinking that this is all.
Cincinnati, here we come. Cincinnati, Boombaladdy, dude. Ohio. Ohio is real. We were in Columbus last night, absolutely friggin' rocked. And now we're going to Cincinnati. And we're here to still prove that Ohio is real, and Ohio is on and popping, and Ohio is a vibe. Dude, because I tell you, we were on the Razor Scooters yesterday in Columbus, and oh, we had a good time. Cincinnati, we're coming for you, and we're coming for your Razor Scooters.
Chris, where's David, right?
Oh, well, he's doing a number two.
In your room?
Oh, yeah, he's the most disrespectful person.
David.
That makes sense.
We're waiting for one more guy, sir. He'll
that
be
makes
right.
A lot of sense. All that shit he was eating.
Oh, thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Let's go get some coffee, dude. Here, David. This is where the drinks are, dude. Go ahead, grab them.
Chris, that's...
Oh, you missed your chance, man.
It's kind of rude for David.
Ah, oh, you're right. Let me be amenable. Here, dude. Go ahead, grab them. Dude, whatever you want. There's blackberry, club soda, water... tonic, there's ginger ale. Ginger ale's way back there. Ginger ale's way back there. It was so funny. You
would watch that. Oh!
Surfing.
Surfing.
Can I get you guys something to drink, or? What was that?
Oh, wow, so bad. Marionette.
That dude told Sam he fucked with his style. Like, he doesn't know what he just created.
I know. It ruined weeks for us. That guy set us back weeks.
We were
putting Sam down so hard for months, and this guy just set us back.
So wait, you guys actually like my style? You just been bringing me down?
No.
Down.
Everything has been truthful.
Apparently you guys aren't telling too much of the truth, because he just said I'm the sickest out of all of you.
But this is how black dudes set you up to rob you. They're like, hey, bro, I fuck with that jacket, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, let me try that on. Yeah, it sounds like, dude,
do you think
like
he was trying
this?
To rob me, maybe?
Yeah, man. Yeah, let me try it on real quick.
Yeah.
That's how it happens.
Oh,
listen, man, the best of us get robbed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As a petite player, this happens from time to time. You know what I'm saying? When you out and about, some people just, and I don't even need that jacket, is the thing. The thing is, it's not even something that I need, because I know I'll be blessed abundantly.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, David almost sat on the wet.
Why is he fingering it?
I wish he did.
He's tasting it.
Why did it?
This jam.
Dude, that's not food. That's not food.
That's like,
Dave, you can't eat that.
That's caramel.
It's ketchup.
It's like old caramel.
No.
No.
Make it a little more.
Yeah, it's too choppy. Come on, the legs is doing.
Oh, you figured it out.
Oh, no, dude. Quadriplegic learning how to walk again. That's how it is. I want to have my coffee, dude.
Chris, is this your normal register?
Yeah, honestly, I got to start using my true register.
Okay.
So we told this guy wearing a band.
Hey, Sam.
And we said that Chris is the lead drummer. He's like, that's where I see him from. That's where I know him from.
Hey, Sam.
And I was like, yeah. I'm trying to spit
something. I'm on tour. Yeah. We literally leaving right now.
Where y'all going?
So, but we have a big YouTube. So if you want to spit some, this your chance to get, you know, some fans.
Sure.
I said, lyrically, long live the king like David, a Jaffe, a Jesus Christ, a God body. Media right, got it for the media right. It's speedy and light, put in the bed like it was Petey and light. Reading this right, it's like there was dyslexic if they ain't reading this right. But I'm reading my rights, that was in the Mayweather. Ain't it May? I Mayweather like, but it makes sense what they was reading my rights. If I'm right to the read, got a right to the read, right in the slice like TMNT. Turtles, what that mean? I was needing a slice, but I was helling back to the game and no, I'm done.
Wow, dude.
He came with it.
Yeah, no, he was great.
The guy that liked his style
was
talking about, he was like, oh, I really liked his jacket. I was actually going to tax him for it. But you guys are pretty cool. He said that to Danny.
That's everybody?
No, no, one more. You know what? That's everyone. Fuck it. Dude, what if it was, he was just like, what if he just kept rapping? Just
he did.
No. Even till now. No, hold up. Speaking of hold up, I hold it up to the hold. Whoa, where you going? Don't go anywhere. Anywhere, Chettyware is the most manywhere to Dannywhere. It would be like, what kind of shit you saying? I'd be like, I got this. I put a sign up right in the front window, advertisement right in the front window, and all of a sudden success coming out of the blue. And he would have been like, what kind of fucking genre is that? I put a sign up right in the front window. Every sign, and he would go.
Dude, you need another water, maybe?
Here, David. Here, David. Here, let me do it. Make it a little bit easier.
I need a girl that's down for me. I need a girl that'll wash my hair first and foremost.
First and foremost.
Kind of weird that that's first on my list, but I need my hair to be clean. I need a girl that. For me. I need a girl that'll wash my hair. I need a girl that won't block the driveway. I need a girl that won't block my driveway. That's number two on my list. I'm a crazy person.
Good to know.
My name is Bathroom. David.
Where are we headed now?
Do you, man?
You need a colossus bag, dude.
It's all that water towel. Maybe we should stop in this bathroom.
Nah, me.
David, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad do you gotta go?
Yeah, you too.
Right now, I'm like a.
Pee-wee, good to
eight.
See you. That's
eight.
After about 8 minutes, I'll be like a nine.
Nah, B.
You really got a Cinnabon and an Auntie Annie's?
I'm glad you brought that up.
I bet they got some chitlins up in there.
What's up?
Yesterday you worked chitlins? For free, and today you're gonna work. Understood.
A lot of turns, a lot of topsy-turvies. You guys wait in the car, I'll be right back.
All right, y'all, we in Cincinnati, baby. The Petite Prince is in the place to be. Let the people know how you feeling, man.
Feeling like a petite papa.
Oh.
It's good, right?
That was crazy.
It's good. I think we're just adding to it. We're continuing to add to it.
Mm.
After you, man.
You just shook me with that one.
Because it's so Caucasian out here.
Yeah.
But a lot of white. I imagine these tacos are going to be very unseasoned.
We're at Cincy Cinco, Cinco de Mayo in Cincinnati. Everyone's still honestly pretty white. I guess David's probably dancing somewhere.
Pollo y bistec, de cachadillas.
David, what was that accent you did?
Which one? I was just speaking Spanish.
You didn't speak, you just said quesadilla.
No, I said pollo con arroz. The tacos con arroz y pollo.
But you see, you putting a little accent on
Arroz. It's Arroz means rice.
Wow.
Pollo means chicken.
Why are you saying it like that?
Well,
you could
I
just
speak
say,
Spanish.
You could just say pollo means chicken.
Pollo, but you're not pronouncing, you gotta say pollo.
Okay, you don't have to pronounce. When you go back to English, you can say it.
Pollo means chicken.
Okay, you see what
yeah.
I mean?
No, that's what I did.
It's hard to go back and
but
forth.
But that's what I did, though. Pollo, pollo means chicken.
Pollo means chicken.
I get so immersed in the culture that I, again, you know this being an actor, you just kind of get lost in the whole like culture. And it's like pollo con arroz is like chicken and rice. You know? Like,
he almost said fool at the end. He almost said chicken and rice, fool.
These are my homies right here now. All right, cool, bro. We'll see you there.
Have fun, man.
Thanks, bro. You good? Those guys look like they were in disguise. I think they have that in a large.
That's you?
Yeah, this is me as a kid. I was in a dance group like that when I was in New York.
Aww.
Really?
Panamanian culture, yes. It's Panamanian folk dance.
Ah, oh, that's cool.
Panamania.
Panamania.
Panamania. You don't
even Viva Panama.
Panamania.
Viva Panama.
Yeah, Panama. Lulu knows them from the homeland.
Oh, I'm so happy we came outside.
I need to go in that tent.
Danny.
What?
Panamania! That's the Panamanian embassy.
Oh.
That tent.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Embassy?
It's an embassy.
Oh.
I probably look good right now in the wind.
You look kind of cool.
You look kind of cool.
David, how cool does Chris look?
I probably look good in the wind.
Dude, you look great.
Panamania! You seeing how Chris's hair is just... Do a slow turn. That's crazy.
White people can do that.
White people
got hair. White people look good. I know. Saying white people can do that.
Look at David.
Look at the older black man he's sitting by.
Oh, yeah. It's a solo dance.
No, you have to do it.
Oh, nice.
Oh. Letting out birds.
Why did you put music on? Why'd you put music on when it's fine? Why'd you ruin a perfectly peaceful time? We were just on live scooters, and then we came in here and got some coffee, and it was about to be banging. And then you found a fucking record player, and you put on some songs, and it fucking ruined the mood.
Didn't hit. Didn't beat you. Oh, wow, dude.
Face! You don't make a face like that, right?
No way, dude.
Yeah.
When I go, when I get, you know.
Yeah.
I go like this. That's what I do.
Yeah.
Wide world, you live corrupt, gave a fuck about it. Oh, I've always be broke. I never have no motherfucker pickle. Oh, learning the past, I had to ask him, I suppose, to beat it. Oh, just the latest. Oh,
are you leaving out the curse words to me?
I give a fuck. Yep, don't you pay attention. I'm fucking with a different proposition, I'm corrupt.
Dude, Lulu murdered.
She did pretty good.
Oh, no, I have to fire her. Fuck, I gotta fire her now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think they'll stand, maybe?
I wonder if they'll stand
up.
kids. One is mine, another one is in my butt. One butt, one dick, and then another dick. One nut, that's mine. Two nuts is another guy's. One nut, that's mine. One dick, that's mine. Another dick in my butt. Two balls on that guy's dick, smacking against my one ball.
Uh-huh.
I'm saying.
Bro, you can't end it with
another
I'm Sam.
Dick. I got a dick on my dick. Oh, that's yeah. Someone else's dick. Touching my dick. Both of our dicks touched together. We could look at each other straight in the eyes. We are erect. Then another guy comes in, another dick. That's two dicks that are outside my dick. My dick is so hard, cause there's two other dicks near me. And I got five balls all together. One, you might be like, that's an odd pair for balls, but that's because all I have one nut. One nut, that's mine. I'm yeah. saying. All I need is one nut, one dick. What the fuck? I'm looking at the table. Why the fuck are the handprints on it? Are they mine? I go, I put my hands on the handprints of the hands, and those are my handprints. What the fuck? I must have been bent over this table. I can't remember. Then I start to sober up. I check, I only one nut down below my dick. But then I look off to the side, into the light, and then right there, there's another guy. And I look right in his midsection, and there is a dick on his midsection, and that's his. And under his dick, there's two balls. What the fuck? He walks over, and he walk over to me, and I'm like, what's up, dude? And he's like, yo, those handprints, they are yours. I remember earlier when you was in front of me, and I was putting my dick inside of your butt, and my balls was touching your one ball. And then we had two other guys come over beside me, and then those dudes was hanging out. One was filming, and then that other dude was fucking me, and then all of our nuts was touching your nuts. But then we realized that it wasn't nuts because you only got
one nut.
Uh-huh. Yeah. On my motorcycle crash.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all he needed is one nut.
Your nut exploded.
Yeah, all he needed is one nut.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey.
Your nut exploded. Yo, what the fuck? We got six nuts over here. What's going on? That's weird. Usually when I'm around, there's an odd number of nuts. I don't really understand. Why the fuck is there six nuts? It's usually five or seven. Because, yo, you gotta figure out that there might be something fishy going on. I lift my hands off the table, and then I look down, and I see all of them nuts. And I notice that there was other two nuts. And I noticed that then next to him, there's another guy with two nuts. And then I noticed that, look down, and there's one nut. That should be five nuts. So why are there six? So I look to my left. I see another dude. And I say, what the fuck's going on with that dude? And he said, yo, man, I was the guy that hit you in that motorcycle. And I only got one nut, too. And I look in his eyes, and I realize, shit, I've seen this guy before. It was before I was in the hospital. Yeah. And then he looked down at me, and he's like, yo, one time I was in a motorcycle accident. I crashed into you, and now together, we compete each other.
Yeah.
Because now together, we each have one nut.
Uh-huh, yeah. What?
We each have one nut.
All we need is one nut.
Together, we're a pair of nuts.
Uh-huh. All we need is one nut.
We got two dicks and two nuts.
Yeah.
And we both can still procreate.
All we need is one nut.
Fuck, it's nice to see you again, dog. I'm so pissed off that you crashed into me. But anyway, it's really nice that we get to know each other.
Hey, you held it down.
That was it.
It was a story, and it was a story, dude.
Dude, that. Thank you for really just you're telling my story, man. Thank you.
I like Nas's version, but man, my version is good too.
Hey, I mean, your version, Nas's version is like, you know, really close. It's real similar too. You had the whole vibe. You had the whole energy. Like, you knew exactly where to go up, go down.
Yeah.
But why not?
Yeah. You did that for almost 4 minutes. It was compelling. I was lost in the story. I said, he met the guy?
Yeah, he met the guy at the end.
But the guy also?
Yeah, he's like, what the fuck? Why are there six nuts? There should be an odd number of nuts around
this
me.
This is...
The dude... that crashed into me lost his nuts.
This is true.
You doing the math while you rapping. That's not easy
hard,
to do.
That's hard, man. Yeah.
If there's two dudes and Sam is there, then it is five nuts.
Yeah.
Then why is there six nuts?
Exactly.
This other dude comes through with the one nut and six
one.
Nuts.
No pussies around. Only dudes. One nut.
Dude. Chris, are you asleep?
What? Man? Oh, dude, I'm tired. I fell asleep, man.
That's how you gonna let the world know that you have one ball? That need to be a musical.
I was in my Duffy when I was fucking rapping that.
That's what that is the perfect
way. Oh, you're running your Duffy? Can you bring me a Gatorade, please?
Yeah, sure.
He just said, Marco, you ever been in your Duffy? Can you give me a Gatorade, please?
We gonna ride some scooters. I never ride a scooter before, so this is gonna be exciting. I, with the whole group, Chris, Enrique, David, Sam, like we're going out scooting.
Oh, you look pretty cool, man.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
Nothing, man, just fucking taking in the night, man. Cincinnati Nights. Cincinnati Nights, Ohio. Cincinnati Nights, Ohio. Marco, we got him. Oh, just
right here.
Yeah.
Come on, Marco.
They scoot in.
Huh?
They scoot in.
Yeah.
They scoot in.
Yeah.
Made you look.
Yeah.
We are all on scooters. Five of us on scooters. So many of us are on scooters. Marco are all across the way. He fucking it up.
Dude, I had to go to a designated parking zone. It sucked. Yeah.
He can't even get on his scooter.
Nope.
Man, it's so annoying how he can't do it.
This fucking thing.
Dude. We all are on scooters. Everybody chilling on the scooters. And Marco can't do it.
Nope.
Man, he suck, huh? Dude, he's a friend of mine, so I can't really talk shit if I ain't rapping. But if I'm rapping, I can, because I could just say it's not real, it's art. Mm. But it is actually real.
Yeah.
But even though I say that, it's not.
Yeah.
You don't even know what if I really mean it, or if I don't. They scootin'.
Made you look.
Oh.
Roll out.
Gang.
Oh, there we go, Lou.
Gang.
Give it a push. Yeah.
Gang.
On these scooters, dog.
Let me see some shit.
Bro, you want tricks?
Yeah.
Give him some tricks, Chris.
I can't really do tricks, bro.
Dude, do an ollie, man.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Nice! Yeah!
Let's go!
Ollie. Can I just say, I don't think we've ever looked this cool.
No, I haven't.
This is so much fun!
And I got some dinosaurs in my pocket, too.
Okay.
Sam will be like, that's Mary Blige.
Shit.
Say less.
Yep, let's go.
Say less. Let's do this.
Let's murk him. Let's murk him.
Come on. Scoot away.
Yeah. Alright. Okay. It's pretty good. Oh.
You know?
Yeah. David, what do you think, man?
I think this is so much bullshit.
What?
Yeah, dude. You didn't even wipe your sneakers off. You just pretended like you were. You gotta, like,
if I had my sneakers on, I could really wipe them off.
Yeah.
It's just a lot.
Not just clowning, wave them all sounds, and never will I ease up, so stop asking.
Yo, you need to check your Duffy.
Serving pizzas.
I hear you. Son, I'm a dance for you. Stop checking into my. Bro, she would be like, no.
You need to go after her. Come on, sweetie doll. Come on, sweetie doll.
Yes. Come on.
Come on, sweetie doll. Dude. Fuck, that's a good song. Oh, it's my jam. Hey, sweetie doll.
Oh, Denny's got it. Denny's got it.
It's such a bad dance. It's such a bad dance.
the waiter, dude.
Oh, fuck, I haven't left the heart a bit, man.
It's a good morning, we got some good music.
We got it too loud talking. Dude, he was already way too loud in the elevator. Telling people, like, more people to come in. Come on in, and we didn't even need the elevator.
Dave, is that true?
Oh, that I invited people in?
Yeah.
To the elevator because they're waiting for an elevator?
Yeah.
Of course. And he's like, oh, we got two big suitcases. They had two roll carry-ons. And Chris was doing this in the back.
I was.
Man.
Dude.
It's people.
They're all we went through.
David, you talking too much over there?
Never. I always talk just the right amount. Time sounds go fast around here.
They go fast.
Yeah, they go fast.
I'm not talking too much now.
No, just the right amount. Guess what? I was asked the question. Okay? Hey, I think we should probably do a date without Chris.
Who do you think that is?
That's Jennifer Aniston.
In what era?
In her Rachel era.
Oh.
I love Friends. And then that is David Sullivan. You know why? Because he's a pussy.
Dude, you're gonna lose some fronts.
Fronts? Like front teeth?
Like a piano, and the cartoon just went ding, 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 and they all just kind of fall down. That's just gonna happen.
Somebody said last night, they were like, you know, you need to be nicer to David Sullivan. I was like, she was like, you need to be nicer. He's such a nice guy. I was like, he's my friend. I'm nicer to him than you are. You don't even are nothing to him.
Very full, good size. Bigger than most penis.
Finish the sentence in your butt.
Chris, I have a good sized penis hanging between my legs right
now. No, in your butt.
Never had a penis in my butt.
Yep, still early.
Is David's not coming with us back to LA?
Dude, this is crazy, man. He's going to fly to Texas to fix his septic tank.
That's right.
The worst country song. Oh, I'm going back to Texas to fix my septic issue. It might be the line, I just got the septic tank replaced. I'm going to keep a watchful eye on the worker doing it, just to know if he's trying to rip me off. I'll save $800 today. I'll save $800 today with my septic issue. Who might this be, I reckon? I don't recognize an area code. It must be from a place out of town. Well, this is the person who's renting your Airbnb, and I just want to say the sprinklers are spraying out some shit. Why does it smell so bad? We were playing fucking, you know, something like tetherball, and we got sprayed with fucking water and smelled like shit. Much to my chagrin, I don't have sprinklers. Uh-oh, in my head I go, that's definitely a septic problem. I don't say it out loud. I just say, oh, well, yeah. Something must be wrong with the sprinklers. Enjoy your stay. Just kind of try maybe stay out of the area that smells like shit. I'll figure out what it is. Sorry.
Yeah. I got this. Underhand. Oh! I knew the weight did it.
He's 46. He's 46 and he
But now
he
that I know, that. Now that I know, did he?
What's up? Oh, yeah, he's ugly. No, it's not your fault. All right, see ya. Dude, your mom just called me. David?
Yeah?
Your mom just, well, I just talked to your mom on the phone. David?
What?
I just talked to your mom on the phone.
You talked to my mom?
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Oh, nothing, dude. She was just wondering about, she felt bad about something.
What? What did my mom?
She thought that you were.
She really liked you.
Yeah, I know. But she said that. She was like, "Is it my fault that my son loved me?" And I said no.
Well, you met my brother. He's a good-looking guy, dude.
And this wasn't about your
Wait,
brother.
What? That's weird. I mean, you were like, "Ah, you must be mistaken." Because I get to see him quiet a lot, and he's quiet.
I made her feel okay.
Oh, good, dude. That's what friends are
don't
for.
Don't even worry about it.
Thanks, man. Michael just brought me a cookie for no reason.
Oh, yeah, I bet it was for no reason, right?
You really got this for me?
I mean, David, yes. You know, really playing it hard. You know, you asked for it, all right?
Hey, you want to eat it while they're fresh. I mean, if you're going to eat, if someone's going to give you a cookie, do you want to eat it right in front of them?
Yeah.
It's like a hot sauce.
Is the hot sauce on the thing?
You got to ask for it. You didn't ask for it?
Got some for your cookie.
So I'm trying to teach Dave, you know, people don't understand
what
this is for. And I feel like, Dave, you've made it to this point in our friendship. I can start to share.
Well, you're just kind of sticking it. You don't pull it all the way out?
I don't pull it all the way out because I'm doing it for volume.
Oh. Yeah.
But I like it to be a little curly at the top. So I don't want the... Having like a just an afro is not in no more. That's why I have this. You know what this is? Chris will tell you about this.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes the little twirls at the top. So I just... On the edge, I mean, on the base. Too.
Well, you don't want to go scrape your forehead.
Oh, yeah, that kind of hurt.
Yeah, you need to do that.
It feels good.
It looks better. You look better.
Really? Mm-hmm. I didn't think I could look any better, dude.
Well.
Look pretty good all the time.
No, I mean, not all the time. See, why your eyes closed? You didn't get into it.
I never had this done before.
It's nice, man. You don't like it. Like that he's doing that. I bet that feels good, huh?
It feels so good, dude.
Does it?
Yeah.
Can I try it?
Nope.
He's just like.
It's really good, dude.
What is this?
That is a you put it on your head.
And then what?
You know what it is? You put it in the shower, and then you soak it up, and then you squeeze it over your head, and it feels good, dude. I know. My Black History Month.
Oh. Hi, babe.
Hi.
Nice to see you. Calvin, come here. I got you some stuff.
Chen.
Are you excited?
Yes. I always be excited because I like prizes.
You like prizes?
Yeah.
First of all, somebody made you this.
I love it.
Do you? Aww.
I'm gonna put it
on the couch. Okay, cool.
I'll put it on the couch.
Look, what's this?
Got the little dinosaurs with the family of dinosaurs. Mom, yeah,
what's
you like you like the frog. I knew you'd like the frog. Daddy got you that.
Wow.
Yeah. Where are you gonna put that? I'll take the tag off for you.
I'm gonna put it right here.
Okay. And then look at this.
Okay.
We got the four triceratops, the family, me, mommy, you, and William. You like those guys?
Yeah.
We can keep them in here. Okay. And then you keep them nice and safe in there. Great.
I'm gonna put them on the rug.
Okay, put them on the rug. And then Daddy got you this.
What?
Look at these.
They're so good.
They're so good.
I want them.
You want them?
Yes.
Okay, check this out. Look at this. And they go boom. They stick. You can put them here. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Cal, look. Oh!
I'm gonna try.
Look how many you have. You have so many. Can you take them all out? Okay, have fun. I love you.
Okay, it looks like an A.
It looks like an A a little bit. Yeah, it does actually.
Chris, so we're back, man.
We are back, and now we're going to do the podcast. Oh, shit.
Dude, do you ever stop, honestly?
No. I don't, you know? I don't ever stop.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Sorry, guys.
What are you checking?
Yeah, that's crazy.
What is that? What did you measure? The table, right? Table length.
Yeah. Yeah. Measured the table length.
I'm not going to lie to you, Chris. I don't think you're measuring the table. I don't think you're measuring the table. Maybe the chair?
Yeah. Sure.
Chris, what were you measuring, dude? Chris, tell me, man. I need you to...
Yes, my penis, I admit it, okay? I was measuring my penis, and it's 22 inches. It sucks. Great. What the fuck do I do now? I'm gonna have to get back surgery eventually because of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, you're telling me. Look, I'm predicting my future by taking control of it now. When societal norms pressure my peers, I continued holding my ground. Laughable goals, every hidden in advice that they give. That's just how it goes. I'm staying on goal. Monopolize a set of skills and chance of whenever I roll. Never rolling over, only one in the backs of the women who get to know me on the surface. Deeper questions won't buy the time that she need with me. That shit is not.